Hello, this is Gail. I hope you're nice and settled as I'm going to read out a poem from the book. It's written by Evie Donnan and it's entitled We Ride on the Wind. Go down the garden path and past the iron gate. Go under the bridge and follow the stream. There you will find us, as that is where we lay, and that is where we stay. We could venture further on a great adventure, but that's not our way. Our way is to stay and to always stay. We travel on the breeze up to the trees, as we are the fairy folk and we ride upon the wind. You see, we were born to blend in, not to stand out, like you humans have already figured out. We leap and bound over moss and ground, waiting for dusk to come. So when dusk does arrive, we begin to thrive. Turning day to night, we darken the land with a flick of our hand, and then the job is done. Inside the realm of the fairy folk, we make our talents useful. We never sleep and go too deep to serve and protect our wood. When our work is done, we frolic and play, yearning for the next magical day. You see, in the day, we enjoy the way that we are free, calm, and cheerful. Every dawn, we prepare our lawn. That is different to yours, we say. Our lawn is green, but not as you've seen, as we are unique to you. Our lawn is a bubble, so you may see double in your strange, ordinary life. If you do, this will mean you are in the presence of the fairy folk and their marvellous queen. She can be seen whenever you want her to be. She resembles a butterfly and she soars to the sky, much higher than any other folk can. She wears the band that protects our land and keeps the folklore peace. You see, nature is a wonderful thing. We live in it, around it, under it, above it. So never forget it, as we sure you never do. We are the fairy folk, and we ride on the wind.